Lutheran Radio UK presents Love Letters, a study on the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans with Pastor Arno Bessel.
My name is Arno Bessel. I am pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. It is a pleasure to have you listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome to Love Letters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. This series of studies explores the letter of the Apostle Paul written to the Romans. So far we have covered 14 chapters. If you missed any of the previous studies, you still have access to them. The podcast of our studies is available for download. All you need to do is to go to lutheranradio.co.uk, find podcasts, and select Love Letters. This is the last study on the letter of Paul to the Romans. It has been an enjoyable journey following the Apostle Paul throughout the 16 chapters of his letter. A huge range of content has been covered. Essential doctrines of the Christian faith have been discussed. The only endurable and trustworthy message of comfort has been shared. Clear guidance for Christian life has been laid out. Let us recollect what the studies have been all about. We focus on the following themes. Introduction to the letter of Romans. Righteousness, unrighteousness, wrath, and judgment. God's law reveals that all human beings are sinners, justified by faith in Jesus Christ. God's great gifts of peace and life. Free from sin to live to God. Free from the law. Life in the Spirit and heirs with Christ. Hope in a glorious future. God's chosen people, Israel. God's way of salvation is by faith. God is merciful towards all people. A living sacrifice. Authorities, love, and living in the light. Unity by mutual acceptance and support. Inclusion, Christ for all people. These are the themes we have studied. All the way through the studies, the heart and main point has always been God's love for us. For this reason, we can affirm that the letter of Paul to the Romans is a love letter sent by God to his people. God's love letters are not just historical documents, but are the means he uses to come to us, to embrace us, to rescue us, to comfort us, to guide us, to inspire us in hope. Today's study takes us to the closing chapter of the letter to the Romans. The Apostle Paul sends greetings to his brothers and sisters in Rome and gives thanks to God. He writes in chapter 16, verses 1 to 16.
I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Cenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many, and of myself as well. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also in the church in their house, greet my beloved Epaphras, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners. They are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the family of Aristobulus. Greet my kinsman Herodian. Greet those in the Lord who belong to the family of Narcissus. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphena and Tryphosa. Greet the beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you.
Here we have got a list of 26 names, both Greek and Jewish names. Some of these names are familiar to us, and we may even know people with these names. But other names might sound unfamiliar to us. By the way, if you are expecting a baby and are looking for names for your child, here is a nice list to choose from. Well, that's up to you. As we consider the names on the list, we note that Paul had good relationships and counted on a significant circle of friends. While he mentions the names, he makes a few comments on each person. This shows that this is not simply a list of names, but each name referred to a person whom Paul knew and who was important to him. Of these 26 names cited, 7 are women. Some of them held relevant positions in the Christian community. Let us make a few comments on some of the names. Paul starts his greetings mentioning Phoebe, whom he calls sister in the sense of fellow believer. He also says that she was a servant of the church in Cenchreae. Phoebe probably was the carrier of the letter to Rome, the person who delivered the letter. She had been a helper of many, including Paul. Therefore, Paul asks the Romans to welcome her in the Lord, to be kind to her, and to help her in whatever she needed. Paul sends also greetings to a couple named Priscilla and Aquila. They were close friends of Paul and shared in the same trade of tent makers. Priscilla and Aquila worked together with Paul proclaiming the gospel and teaching the faith. Paul expresses his gratefulness to this couple, not only because they worked together, but especially because this woman and this man risked their necks to protect Paul in dangerous situations. Now Priscilla and Aquila are in Rome, where they offered their house to Christians to meet, to study the scriptures, and to worship God. Paul sends also greetings to his kinsmen in Rome, Andronicus and Junius. They had been under arrest with Paul because of persecution of the Christian faith. Andronicus and Junius became Christians before Paul's conversion and were well known to the apostles. Paul does not ignore the hard work several people had done for the cause of the gospel. He mentions Urbanus, a fellow worker in Christ, also the women Tryphena and Tryphosa, probably twin sisters who had worked hard in the Lord. Equally, Persis, who had worked hard in the Lord. Likewise, Paul sends greetings to Rufus and his mother. Paul leaves a special note about the mother of Rufus, saying that she has been a mother to him, probably caring for Paul and perhaps housing him at some time. At the end of the list of people to whom Paul sends greetings, he says to the Romans, "Greet one another with a holy kiss." What is Paul talking about? What sort of kiss does he have in mind? Kissing of friends on the forehead, cheek, or beard was common in Old Testament times. The Jews in the New Testament church carried on the practice, and it became especially precious to new believers who were often outcasts from their own families because of their faith, because of the spiritual kinship it signified. So the holy kiss became a common way of sharing the peace of the Lord in that culture. What lessons can be drawn from this list of 26 names? One lesson is that a name is much more than an agglomeration of letters and a word. Behind a name stands a person who has an identity, who is loved by God. This is worth remembering every time we come across a name. This is also the way we shall esteem and value others and ourselves. A name stands for a person loved by God. A second lesson we can learn from this list of names is that people's virtues and good deeds deserve to be mentioned, acknowledged, and praised. That is what Paul does. Faithful people and hard workers for the cause of the gospel serve as examples and role models for us. They inspire and encourage us to carry on our Christian life in spite of difficulties. A third lesson we can learn from this list of names is that the Christian faith brings together people of various nationalities and cultures, as well as women and men. The Christian faith offers a common ground to people, no matter the gender, age, or nationality. The Christian faith ties people together in a family in which needs and resources are shared and help and support are provided. We will be back after a short break. Please stay with us.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.
Welcome back to Love Letters. You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Arno Bessel, pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. We are studying St. Paul's letter to the Romans. This is the last study of this series. We are talking about the conclusion of Paul's letter and noticed that the apostle sends greetings to a list of 26 people in Rome who were dear to him and precious to God. At a certain point of his greetings, Paul introduces a sudden warning to his readers. He writes in Romans chapter 16, verses 17 to 20.
I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent, as well to what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Paul speaks as a father speaks to his dear children. He warns and advises the Roman Christians against people who try to sneak in the midst of the church, to teach false doctrine, and to cause all sorts of trouble, especially division. The intention of these fellows is not genuine. They do not serve our Lord Christ, says Paul, but are driven by self-interest and self-gratification. Their aim is to exploit people and to make money at the cost of sincere believers. One of the characteristics of these fellows is smooth talk and flattery, by which they attempt to deceive the hearts of the naive. Unfortunately, this is a common picture in Christianity in our days. Divisions and more divisions are caused by teachings contrary to the true doctrine. A growing number of self-appointed preachers appear and deceive the crowds with false promises. All the attentions are drawn on themselves, on their personal alleged powers and achievements. The aim of these preachers is not to announce salvation in Jesus Christ. The aim is to exploit naive people, to satisfy their own appetites, and to make money, all in the name of Jesus. What is the advice of St. Paul? He says, "Avoid these fellows. Be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil." And then Paul makes a powerful statement in the form of promise. He says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet." Satan, the father of lies, is behind all false teachings and divisions. However, God is greater than Satan. "Be confident," says Paul, "because the victory over Satan and all evil belongs to Christ." After the warning and advice, Paul includes in the letter greetings from his friends. In Romans chapter 16, verses 21 to 23, Paul writes,
"Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you. So do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you."
As earlier, again names, more than names, but dear people who shared in the Christian faith and were members of the church scattered in various places. In the first place, Paul mentions Timothy, who sends his greetings to the church in Rome. Timothy was a companion of Paul. He traveled with Paul on the second missionary journey, taking the good news of Jesus Christ to several places. Another person named by Paul is Tertius, who sent his greetings to the Romans. Paul says that Tertius was the man who wrote the letter to the Romans. Let us get this right. Paul was the author of the letter. Tertius was a scribe or secretary to whom Paul dictated the letter. Gaius is another man who sent greetings to the Romans. Paul says that Gaius hosted him and the church. This man kindly offered his house to Paul as a staying place. The church also gathered in Gaius's house. The place where this happened and where Paul composed the letter probably was Corinth in Greece. At that time, letters were the primary means of communication. Through letters, people shared news and sent their greetings to relatives, friends, and fellow Christians. We can imagine that in those days, receiving a letter from abroad was quite an event. In our days, communication is so easy and so fast, but it can become impersonal and cold. I wonder whether we could use more effectively the means of communication available. There are so many people stuck in loneliness. A simple telephone call can break the loneliness, cheer up, and bring comfort to a person. A text message, a voice call, an email can shorten the distance between people and provide mutual support. Above all, the modern means of communication can be used to share the love of God and to bring people together in the family of faith. The last words of Paul in his letter to the Romans are words of praise to God. In chapter 16, verses 25 to 27, Paul writes,
Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Paul acknowledges and praises God's love and mercy manifested to him and all humankind. Since the beginning of time, God made himself known and revealed his salvation in Jesus Christ to all nations. Paul was one of the instruments God sent to the world to proclaim the good news of salvation. Apart from Paul and the other apostles, God also sent many, many others over the centuries and continues to send today. God's love letters are registered in Holy Scriptures, but these love letters need to be spread, opened, shared, read, and studied. God's love letters are for people. People like you, your family members, friends, neighbors, and work colleagues. This is the aim of Lutheran Radio UK, to be a channel through which God's love reaches people and people can benefit from. This series of studies on the letter to the Romans has been one way of sharing God's love. It has been an honor to be part of this work. Together with Paul, I give thanks to God and join the apostle in praising God and saying, to the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. To find out more about the Lutheran Church in Plymouth, go to stpeterslutherans.co.uk. Welcome to our Sunday services at 11 a.m. and our Bible studies on Wednesday at 7 p.m. To find the nearest Lutheran congregation to you, go to lutheran.co.uk. Locate on the website directory, and there you will see a list of the congregations. Should you have any questions or comments on our studies of love letters, please write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Note also that the podcast of our studies is available for download. All you need to do is to go to lutheranradio.co.uk, find podcasts, and select love letters. Please stay tuned in to Lutheran Radio UK and enjoy the next program. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Check our program times online at lutheranradio.co.uk and stay tuned. All of our programs are broadcast on Greenwich Mean Time. Look up our website for the times in your region.